Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Big day of trots action today at Shepparton. 10 races on the card. First event in around 41 minutes from now. Rob Orr was going to join us with his thoughts on the program. Rob, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Brendan. It's a very big day here at Shepparton. It's the Victorian Harness Racing Club Super Bonus Race Day, and 10 races on the card, as you mentioned. These race meetings certainly attracting really strong fields. Paul Campbell will be here trackside for Trots Vision as well, and I'll be joining him and RSN, of course, doing a big coverage for today. So we're going to have a look at the quaddie legs for today. Brendan, the first leg of the quaddie kicks off on race number 5 today, and here I did like number 1, Let's Dig It. He will start the favourite for the race. He's been knocking on the door for a win, and from barrier 1 here for Glenn Freeman, who trains locally, Darryl Douglas takes the drive. He certainly gets his chance to get back into the winners' list. Ahead of number 3, He's the Secret, who has had one run back from a spell for a second behind, lost for word, much improved. 2, Elena, who also was a last start winner, draws handily, and 8, Gallifrey Direct will trail through from the second row. But look, I'm pretty keen on the favourite here. Let's Dig It certainly gets its chance in the first leg of the quaddie. So numbers 4 that race are numbers 1, 3, 2 and 8. Second leg of the quaddie, another short price favourite here in number 9, which is Honour for Glory, Honour Before Glory, I should say. Comes across from New Zealand. It's got some reasonable form for this type of race. Trained by Kate Hargraves, Jack McKinnon takes the drive. Was a winner at Ashburton only back on the 5th of September, which wasn't too far away. Strikes a very winnable race here today. Looks hard to beat. Ahead of 1, Justice Ultra. Number 8, Hey Josh and Co. And I'll put in number 2, Miss Power, for a bit of value. So 9, 1, 8 and 2. Third leg at a quaddie. This is a good race. There's some really nice horses engaged here. I've tipped number 1, One Big Shoe, for David Aiken and Josh Aiken. David Aiken had a fantastic night last night, of course, having won the Victoria Cup. And from barrier 1, he locally trained One Big Shoe, the 3-year-old. Does look very hard to beat. I thought number 6, A Piece of Lou, it presents amazing value. I couldn't believe the price it put up for this 3-year-old. He did run 6 behind Blitzern last start in the heat of the Derby. His form before that was behind Act Now, Beach Music. This is a much easier race. Look, way over the odds for the opening price for number 6, A Piece of Lou. I think he's got a genuine chance in the race. Number 8, Wow You Can Dance, will trail through nicely from the second row, and 3, Shay Ellis. So 1, 6, 8 and 3. And the last leg of the quaddie race day, another good race here. Number 5, Coyote's Colt. He's been racing against some really nice horses. He's chasing a Major Moff and Beach Music at its last couple. Certainly gets his chance. The 2 Aiken-trained runners off the second row here, number 9, Kikoa and 10, Charmy. Both very nice horses, can run well, and 6 Royal Stars off the front row. But 5 on top from 9, 10 and 6. So it looks to be a really good program. I think it's might be a bit of a favourite day. I don't think there's going to be too many upsets for today. Best bet of the day, I thought, was race 3, number 6, Uga Chaka. Race 3, number 6. Best value, race 10, number 10, Occhiano. And my best roughie was race 8, number 10, Charmin. What looks to be a great day. And as you mentioned, early start, we're looking forward to a great day. And if you can't catch the coverage, Trots Vision will also be bringing all the coverage today.
Best of luck today, Rob.
Thanks, Brendan.
Rob Orr, big card at Shepparton after a massive meeting last night at Bendigo. Time to jump on the Form Express.
Sunday Central's Form Express.
First off the back of with the Form Express this morning is Howard Walter with the Sunshine Coast. Howard, good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First look at the quaddie at the Sunshine Coast today is where we'll start our look at the program. It's a benchmark 68 over 1,200 metres. 3 and 4 are the scratchings. Highland Sun, 390. Phantom Court at 440. Power Boom, 460. $6 for Mother's Day.
I'm going to oppose the favourite, number 6, Highland Sun. He hasn't won for 405 days. He's placed 3 of 6 at 1,200. And he was okay over 1,200, which last start. But as a rule, he really just is better kept at 1,000 metres. And drawn out there, I'm just not convinced. So working away from him, number 7, Power Boom. Ex-Victorian, had 4 starts in Queensland this time in. Was only beaten the links in a bit by Gogol last start. That's good form line. Couple of links to start prior at Eagle Farm behind Undeniable, which is also good form. So probably D-Day over 1,200 for Power Boom as well. She's won over 1,100. Number 10, Mother's Day, definite danger. I'd love to know what their plans are. Last start, got too far back at Doomben. Three starts back, led and won over 1,200 at Gold Coast. Mother's Day's got gate one today, so Steph Thornton has been instructed to go forward. She could be in the first three and then hard to beat. Number 5, Blazing Mac, first up from a spell, was with Joe Pride, now with Team Edmonds. Had a couple of trials, are okay without raving. We've got a good barrier, certainly can get the run of the race. And when markets first went up, Blazing Mac was the shortener. Good sign. Otherwise, number 11, Phantom Court. This is a funny prep. Was going nicely at Boomin and Eagle Farm over the 1300, 1350, then went up to 1710 last start at Ipswich, just over raced, too keen for that trip. But now she has to drop right back to 1200. Well drawn, and if you just go on her natural ability, she's a chance, but it's, as I say, a funny prep. 710, 511.
Race number 5 on the program is a Class 1 over 1,000 metres. Scratchings here at 10 and 11. Enterprise Pom, $1.95 in favourite. Referrer at $3.70. Bernardini's Girl at $5. $7.50. Karaoke Queen out to Sneaky 3 at 10.
And again, I'm going to work against the favourite. This is the best race of the day, I should say. It's a 3-year-old Class 1 plate, but there's Metropolitan form lines to be found all over the place. I'll go with number 4, Referrer, first up from a spell. Just had the one campaign. He had three starts. He won first, well, on debut at this track and distance, beating his stablemate Tiger Heart, which went on to win in town a couple of times. So he's no doubt got the ability. He's got Barrier 1, Ryan Maloney, and he's trialled nicely. So I thought whatever beats number 4, Afiro, would be winning this. Number 7, Karaoke Queen. She had just the one start. That was at Eagle Farm back in the middle of September. Settled midfield, ran on strongly to win by a length. Barrier 2, scope to go on with that. I thought she's got upside. Number 5, Bedini's Girl. If she'd drawn a barrier, Brendan, I'd be tipping her on top. Last time in, she contested group races and listed races, ran third in the Champagne Classic over 1,200. But just where she gets to from that barrier, it's problematical. No, not class-wise. And then I'll put 6, Enterprise Pom, in for 4th, the odds-on favourite. Hard and fit, no doubt about that. But been racing over 1,200 metres, all four starts, and now they're dropping her back to the 1,000, and she's also drawn awkwardly. I'm just not convinced she'll be as brilliant as some of the others I've mentioned. I'll go 4.75 ahead of 6.
Race number 6 on the program's a Class 3 over 1,300 metres, 8, 10, 12, 13 come out. The Driller 4.20, McCambo 4.80, Smooth Move at 5, Shotgun Sunny $6, $6.50, Irish Thunder $7.50 apiece, Ginger Rock and Go Deep.
And looks a pretty even race. I put number 6, Irish Thunder, on top. The gamble is, does he need another run? First up, $21 at Scone, beaten 4 lengths. But the horse that won that race, Nada Raja, has been ultra-impressive, winning twice at Scone. That's pretty good form line to bring to a race like this. And Chris Lee's horses, they tend to improve significantly second up if they haven't won first up. And that's very well for Andrew Mannion. So, you know, I want to hear what the Mounting Yard lookers have to say, but number 6, Irish Thunder, ahead of 7, Shotgun Sunny. This horse is hard and fit, 5 starts this time in, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Up to 1,300 might be a query, but 53 kilos, not too much on-pace opposition. It probably isn't going to be a truly run 1,300. So I thought he'd give back as a good side. Number 1, Smooth Move, placed all 3 this time in, all at the Gold Coast. Coming to this track, he's been here before, placed 2 of 3. He's good at the distance, good barrier. Robert Fradd definitely should go close. And 2, the Driller. He won second up at home over 1,400. Brookhill loomed as if it was going to get past him, but couldn't. He was he dug deep to prevail, the Driller. So he'd be even fitter for that. Jimmy Orman aboard today, the King of the Sunshine Coast. So it's another one with solid claims. 6, 7, 1, and 2.
6, 7, 1, 2. Second last final event on the program. A Class 1 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 4 and 5. Calcarus at $3.50. Impactful 5, as is Jumura. Then Killali Spirit at $6. $9.50 for Cleary Adonis and Outback Gladiator 10.
Yeah, 1 Calcarus and 11 Jumura. They met last start. I'm going with number 11 Jumura. She's a filly, just had the 2 starts from a spell. She got a check in the run Last start, she hit the line, finishing fifth, beaten a length and a half. Fitter for that, barrier one. The way she finished that race off, I don't think 1600 will pose any problem. Number one, Calcarus, didn't have much luck himself. He was probably something like six wide early, got him to be three wide from the 800, and he toughed it right out to run second, beating the neck. Better barrier today, so he'll take plenty of beating as well. Number seven, Outback Gladiator, consistent horse, thereabouts each and every start this time. In ladder two over 1800, he just doesn't run it right out. So back to 1600, good barrier for Tiff Booker. He can win. I think they're the three to the race revolves around, 11-1-7. Keep a watch on the betting with 9, Tony Tooden there. First up from a spell, train on the track, good barrier. And that's to get the right run, probably second in transit, but you know, would want to see some specking for it before they race. 11-1-7-9.
11-1-7-9 in the final event. Best value quaddie play, please, Howard.
Best. Race 5, number 4, Refiro. Best value, race 7, number 11, Dumoria. Quaddie, 5-7-10-11, 4-5-7, 1-2-6-7, 1-7-11. Play of the day. We'll try and get one of those place all ups. This one was paying around about $8 or $9 when I checked earlier. Place all up. Race 1-5, race 4-7. Race 5-4, race 7-11.
We'll be riding with you, Howard. Good luck.
Good on you, Brendan. All the best.
Howard Walter there with his thoughts on the Sunshine Coast. Hawkesbury racing today in New South Wales. 8 events on the card. Hugh Bowman, a $2 favourite for the jockey challenge there. Shane Montgomery's done the form for us. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Good morning, listeners.
First leg of the quaddie today is a maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings are 4, 12 and 13. Rick's Mania, $2.80. Deep Romance, $4.20 with the Globe. California Silencer at $7.50. Crushing at 9 and 15. Italian Informant.
The top one, Rick's Mania, concedes race day experience to most of the opposition, being on the boo. He has, however, looked the part in Warwick Farm Home Track Trials, and I think this class suits Rick's Mania on debut today. Another Warwick Farm Trial, Jane Debuchon, is number 11, Deep Romance. This filly's trialled twice, and the latest was at home, and she did suggest that a strong performance would be on the cards here. 10 California Silencers, having a third start in the first campaign. She's found another two good at both starts so far, but she can hold a form. And 14 down the bottom, the Globe, is a likely race filly. Resumes from a spell today, and she did look the part in a trial recently. I think a strong performance can be expected by the Globe today. So 1, 11, 10 and 14.
Race number 6, this is a 64 over 1,100 metres. Scratchings are 3, 7, 9, 10 and 12. Hazar is the favourite, $2.80. Labometer Energy at $3.50. Glowing Red at 5, $5.50. Diva Bella, Solera at $9.50 and Little Steiny at $12.
Yeah, number 11, Hazar, was on the boo starting at short odds. Showed great determination. You wouldn't have thought it was the first start at Kembla last run. Obviously, taking the next step is never easy, but I think that Hazar can do that today. He's been given time on the training track to progress in private since that first start at Kembla. 9, Lambdona Energy, overcame traffic problems to Skylish to open the account here last start. The slight distance rise is a contemptor here. Shouldn't be an issue at all. 4, Glowing Red, presents second up after a scone last start effort. When she did hit the line strongly, she's race fitter here and she still has scope to improve. And 2, Diva Bella, Brendan, was resuming at Gosford last start. The effort was actually a lot better than it reads on paper. It was totally unsuited there and a much bigger track all aid the cause today. 11, 5, 4 and 2.
Race number 7 on the program. This is a benchmark 68 over 1,400 metres. 1, 3, 6, 9 and 12 come out. Budwar is the favourite, $2.60. American Salute, $4. $6, Tinker's Lad. Nicochet at $6. $8, The Minstrel. And Ivor Mornay at $8.50.
Yeah, number 2, Budwar, wasn't completely outclassed under any circumstances in a race at Randwick last start, but they scratched him with this the better option. He had no luck at all at Rosehill last run, and he's clearly got scope to improve with the decision not to start at Randwick yesterday. 5 Tickers Lad appeared to be suitably placed at Wyong last start, finished unplaced, but there were genuine excuses. He can make a mockery of that effort here. 4 Ilva Morne was responsible for an honest effort in defeat last start, was started at big odds, shouldn't be underestimated within the same distance range. And 7 The Mistral's another who's having his first Hawkesbury start today. I think the track will suit him. He's got the pace to settle close enough in transit, and he isn't out of place at all in this class. 2.547.
Race number 8, a benchmark 64, 1800. The trip scratchings here are 5 and 7. Tab fixed odds favourite, Fine Ruby 2.10, Amore at 4.20, Zidane at 7.50, Maricopa at $11 first, Curia also 11 with Supporto.
Yeah, well, if you just have a look at Fine Ruby, number 2's last start at Newcastle, you wouldn't want to back him anywhere, but he's been given a freshen up. He's been stepped back significantly in distance today, and he can regain his best form without causing any surprises. 6 Amore is a lightly raced mare. He's trained on the track. She travelled too keenly last start. They've made a significant gear change. Blinkers have been removed. She can significantly improve. Amore, number 6. 1 Maricopa hasn't been to the races for 9 weeks, but he's stepping back big time in distance. He trialled late last month on his home track at Warwick Farm. I know he concedes weight to all today, but he can be expected to cope. An 8 Zidane, stepping up in distance for the first time, did finish off at Kemble last start as if 1800 had now suit. 2.618 in the last.
Best value could he play, please, Shane?
Yes, sir. I thought the best was Budwar, race 7, number 2. I hope the next best is race 6, number 11, Hazard. The best value, race 4, number 2, Long Weekend. And in the quaddie, in the first leg, 1, 10, 11, 14 in saddlecloth order. In the next, 2, 4, 5 and 11. In the third leg, 2, 4, 5 and 7. And 1, 2, 6, 8 in the last.
Best of luck today, Shane.
Thank you, sir. We'll need it. Bye-bye.
Shane Montgomery with his look at the Hawkesbury card. Canamble race today. Harry's back with his look at Canamble Cup Day. Good morning again, Harry.
Good morning again, Brendan.
First leg of the quarter at Canamble, a benchmark 66 showcase handicap over the 1,400 metres. Scratchings here from the 6th event are runners 3, 6, 13 and 15. The tap fixed odds favourite, Camp Rifle, $2, Camp Rifle at $2.15. Hearn Court at $5.850. Lucky Banner, Missy Miss at $9, $10. Gadfly, and then out to $12, Lady Riz.
A race in two as I see it. Hearn Court on top. Has a versatile running pattern. I'm not too concerned about the gate. One thing in his favour over some of these main market elects is that he runs out a strong 7 furlong trip, and I think that could make the difference. Camp Rifle, deservedly favourite, but comes up with a horror draw, gives weight to the field. I think class will carry him a long way, and if it's not my top tip, then he's the one. Outside of those two, Gadfly, I've got in for third now with scratchings, and number 2, Messy Miss, drawn to receive every chance, so maybe a hope. 5.182.
5.182, first leg of the quaddie. Second leg of the quaddie is the showcase sprint over 1,200 metres. The crystal sprint scratchings here are 3, 9, 13, 15, 16 and 17. Tam fixed odds favourite here is Toro Toro at $4.20. Classy Rebel, $4.80. Highlights at 5, 7.50 Lashoni. Wild Rock at 8, $10 Patrick May and $10 Silverhawk. Out to 14, Mendelong Tappet.
I don't think there's a heap between those top four in the market. They're my picks. We just sort of mix them around. Lashoni, the old race 7, number 7 trick I'm going for. Having her first start for a new stable sparks interest. Brings South some pretty handy Queensland form. Form that I think is good enough to win a race like this. She will get back, so don't worry. Watch for her late. Toro Toro, the favourite, ran well first up. Generally improves with the run under his belt. He maps for a gun run from a good draw. Classy Rebel, purple patch of form, having won 6 of his past 10. So if you like winners, he's your one. Highlights will relish the extra furlong second up. Looks to be the other key hope. 7.5.212.
7.5.212, feature event at Canamble, the Canamble Cup over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here from the feature event on the program are runners 16, 17 and 19. Ready to Humble is the favourite, $3.70. Aesop's Fable at $5.50. Banger at $8. Oakfield Captain at $9.50. Rich and Shameless. East Indiaman $13, $14. Ballast and a Magic Zariz, a $16 chance, Harry.
Not a bad little addition, Brennan. We will go with Banger. We'll have no choice but to go back from that car park draw, but he's been racing well in the lead up to this. I think a peach of a ride from Louise Day. You can see him chiming in when it matters. He handles any racing surface. I just think best efforts are right up to this sort of race, obviously with even luck. Race favourite, Ready to Humble, Aesop's Fable and Oakfield Captain all come through the same race start. All look to be genuine chances. Of the three, I agree with the market. Ready to Humble look to be the one with the most upside for a race like this. The other two, again, in the mix. 6-4-3-5.
6-4-3-5 in the Cup final event on the program. Here's a Class 3 over 1,600 metres. 11-16-19-20 come out. Statesville at $5.50. Ollivander $6.50. Jack the Great at $7.850. Brother Bassay. Intense Passion $8.50 with Forever Jude. Warra Flash at $10 with Prodigal Prince and Dansper at $10 also.
Yeah, Dansper was accepted in a race earlier on the card, scratched in preference to here, can utilise a low draw, park behind the speed. He's been racing really well since stringing together a double earlier in the prep, one of which was over this trip. I think in an open race, at double figures, he looks value. Ollivander, number 6, is a mile specialist, won his only start when racing here over the trip. Third placing last start was good. The winner, Forever Jude, of that race is set to contest this too. Looks a main hope. His issue is trying to string together a double because his wins are very, very spaced. And Prodigal Prince, I think, looks third up and ready to fire. Tricky way home. We'll go 10-6-7-8.
10-6-7-8 in the final event from Canamble on Cup Day. Best value, Cordy, and play, please, Harry.
Well, you're basically getting free tips for the first half of the card too, Brennan, because my best is race 1, number 1, Gol Balan. My value is race number 2, race 2, number 4, Smooth Esprit. And my play of the day is an all-up race 3, number 6, into race 4, number 7. And then the quaddy, 1 and 5 only in the first leg, 2, 5, 7, 12, second leg, third leg, 3, 4, 5, 6, last leg, 6, 7, 8, and 10.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Penola racing in South Australia today. Nadia Horn in form yesterday, tipping the last winner Outpost at $34 with Gareth yesterday morning. Nadia, good morning. A full bank ready to fire at Penola today?
Oh, exactly. Brendan, it doesn't happen often enough, but a listener got hold of me yesterday afternoon to say they got 50s, and I think it SP'd around the $14 mark, so it was well back, but good luck with those in the morning when it was $34. You had something on, so it was a good day.
We'll set our sights on this quaddy at Penola today. First leg, the Kalangadu Cup, a benchmark 70 over 1,600 metres. Scratching is 9. Tamfix Dodd's favourite, Black Sirrah at $3.20. Mulgalil, $3.60. Wild Colonial Boy, $4.40. Action in Cairns, $5. Harndorf at $9. Some of these know their way around, Nadia.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they're pretty bulletproof too, these horses. I am putting number 1, the favourite, Black Sirrah, on top. A couple of runs back from a break. Both have been okay. Obviously went around in a much tougher race at Metro Grade last time out. But the fact that they've elected to take the horse back down home to the southeast, it gets him well in this race with only 4.5 over the minimum when you have a look at its form. And we have seen the horse, you know, prove very competitive in much stronger races than this in the past. So, look, I'm happy to stick with number 1, Black Sirrah. I've got number 4, Mulgalil, in as the main danger. She's fitted for one run back from a break and is bound to get a nice run up on speed. 2 action in Cairns goes in as my third selection, and then I've gone out to number 7, Harndorf, next pick. But I went 1, 4, 2 and 7 in the first leg.
Second leg of the quaddy is a benchmark 62 over the 2,100 metres. 8 and 9 come out. Hasn't this horse turned himself around since going to Adelaide? All hardwood, $2.25. The Red Sea, $4.20. Halo's Quest, $4.80. Flow Meter, the old boy, at 5. And Fast Foils at $10.
He's become such a consistent horse, and he does look particularly well-placed in this race this afternoon, Brendan, number 2, All Hardwood. Look, I can't tip against him. He looks to get a really good position up on speed on the map as well, and he's been going well and being placed in, you know, Saturday grade races, and he gets to this 62 over 2,100 metres. He is down lengths in grade, and I reckon he'll win. I think he'll start in the red too. I think 225 is a pretty good price about him. I've got number 6, Flow Meter, the stablemate in as the main danger. Look, he's now a 12-year-old. He backs up from his races particularly well. Obviously, he hasn't got the zip that he showed when he was a bit younger, but, gee, he's still rating particularly well, and he gets in well at the weights with only 3 kilos over the minimum here with a horse that's done what he's done. Four goes in for third, the Red Sea, who ran a much better race last start, and then I've gone out to three fast foils off a recent place in fourth pick. 2-6-4-3 in the second leg, race six.
Race 7's a benchmark 54 over 1,300 metres. One comes out, harbouring the favourite at $2.50. US Marshal, $3.70. Euro Gem, $4.40. Paint the City, $6.50. Amusing Magnus, best of the rest at 17.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the five harbouring. He won two starts ago, and it was a really good effort when he was able to score on that occasion. He got back off speed in a race at Balaclava, and that rated very highly on that occasion. He was able to do it at both ends. It was a pretty gutsy performance. He then went back to Balak, and just the way the track played at that meeting on the 29th of September, they didn't make a lot of ground. Like, you had to be sort of leading close to the inside to be able to figure, and he just got into the wrong run race. So he gets back to a better map for him this afternoon, and this looks a lot easier for him at 54 grades. So I'm sticking with number five, Harbouring. I've got 8 Euro Gemini as the main danger. She went around in a strong race Saturday, Mare's Company, over 1,300 metres last start. She ran well. She was only beaten 5 lengths. She'll take, you know, good benefit out of that run. And she did clock the 10th best last 200 for the meeting there. So it was a pretty good effort under the circumstances. 6 Paint the City will derive benefit after its first up placing. And then I've got 10 US Marshall in, who resumes next pick. I've gone 5, 8, 6 and 10 in the 7th race.
And the final event on the program, this is a 58 over the 1,400 metres. 2 and 5 come out. This race over the 1,400. Miss Mosh is the favourite, $3.90. Galodia's $4.40. Carbone at 5. Tough Lassie, $5.09. Unlimited Ability.
I thought number one, Galodia's, represented good value here at the 4.40 that is on offer. Libby Halliday will take the ride. She'll take 3 kilos off two. This horse burst up from a break. It's only fairly lightly raced and is having its first run at this track, but if you go back through its form last preparation, it ran some pretty nice races, in particular when it got up in trip. I'm just tipping today, bringing a bit of residual fitness from the winter, that this horse will be hard to beat fresh. So I've gone for Galodius. I've got the 6 in as the danger to it, Miss Mosh, who does come off of the last start win. 12 Tough Lassie next pick. It's had the 2 runs back now this preparation and does look suited here with 56.5 on the minimum. And number 3, Carbone, next pick. I've gone 1, 6, 12, 3 in the last.
1, 6, 12, and 3 in the final event. Now to your best value quarter and play for Panola, please.
My best comes up race 7, number 5, Harbouring. I did think in the day, which was part of the fine value, that Galodius at that 4.40 represented some value at that price. So race 8, number 1. Our quarter today, we go 1 and 4 the first leg, 2, 4, 6 in the second, 5, 6, 8 and 10 in the third leg, and 1, 6 and 12 in the last. And our play of the day and all up, race 5, number 1, into race 7, number 5.
Best of luck today, Nadia.
Thanks, Brendan.
Nadia Horn with her look at Panola. Breaking news coming through. There's going to be up to 10,000 people allowed on course at Flemington for Melbourne Cup Day. Possibly crowds at Oaks Day and Stakes Day. We're yet to have that officially confirmed, but up to 10,000 will be allowed on course Melbourne Cup Day, subject to the Chief Health Officer's COVID safe plan approval. You'll need to be fully vaccinated. There'll be separate outdoor zones, but great news with the crowds heading back to the races. 10,000 people looks as though they'll be at the Melbourne Cup. Nothing is yet on if there'll be crowds there on Derby Day, but hopefully for at least the last 3 days of the carnival, we'll have some crowds on course. We're 3 minutes off the first at Sale. Number 1, Annabella Rocks at 7.40. 2, Manola Magic, 160, 110. 3, Aussie Dan, 24. 4, Dundee Raider, 9.10. 5, Vacant Box. 6, Wild Bob, 8.37 out. 8, Highland Madhar at $5.60. We're heading to a break. We're coming back with race number 1 from Sale. 2 and 8. Joining us on the line to talk all things greyhounds, George Ferrugia. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Before we touch on the program at Bendigo last time out, last night with the Cup Heats, we'll run through the quaddie legs at Sandown Park. So the first leg of the quaddie at Sandown is a grade 5 over the 5.15. There are no scratchings here. 6 Society Icon and 8 Nimble Blaze, both equal favourites at $2.40, George.
Yeah, look, a pretty open way to start the quaddie, to be honest. Brendan, but I've gone with Society Icon on top. It's 1-5 on the fly here. Four of those have been up the straight at Healesville impressively, then went to the Meadows, showed good speed and won there. Look, the time was 30:46, so certainly not overly quick. But this is not a tough race, and she could easily get the job done here again. Of the others, I thought 60s Rocker is better than his form suggests. He can show ability. His last couple of starts haven't been great. That's the only worry. But again, it's probably a bit of a drop in class for him. And then we'll throw in number 8, Nimble Blaze, as you mentioned, certainly in the market. Been knocking on the door with some good placings at Horsham and prior to that in March. We've got to go back to March, but he did win at Warrnambool in 25 and 30. 6 to beat 4 and 8 to kick us off.
6 to meet 4 and 8, second leg of the quaddie, 5 a vacant box, 2 Postman Pick at $1.97, Dundee Hornet 4.20, 4.40 for 3 Spearhead.
Yeah, 7 to beat 6 and 2, I've gone Dundee Hornet on top. Look, he's a young greyhound going places, I think, and his win at Sale 2 starts ago was really impressive, running 24.81, in good hands with Rocky Crisafi, who's had some very good dogs over a long training career, and he looks like he's got one here. Number 6, Extremely, is another one we're keen on. Can show some good speed. Again, in good hands with Paul Anderton. Forget its runs its last couple. It's found trouble before that. It was racing really consistently. And the greyhound you mentioned, Postman Pick, it certainly can't leave it out on its last start when it's Sandown, running 29.65. Went 5.20 to the mark. I think there's a couple of others here that could probably go a little bit quicker to the first mark, but if he can get a sit behind him, he'll be there in the finish. 7 to beat 6 and 2.
The third leg of the quaddie, this is over the middle trip, a 4-5, 3 and 6 vacant boxes, 6 to run. Nikiforos at $2.15, Just Win Boss at 3, Busy Time, 4.40.
Yeah, good race this one. I've got number 2 on top, Just Win's Boss. Look, she races well here. She's got a nice PB of 34.30, can show a little bit of speed when she's at her best, and last couple of runs at Sandown here have been pretty good behind Overflow, Lisa and Resi's Choice. Nike Forest, as you mentioned, number 1. Another one, he's won here in okay time. He's been switching distances a little bit between the 6 and 700 metres. Did okay over the 700 metres. Back to the 600, drawn well, certainly a chance. And Busy Time, the other one you mentioned, probably brings the speed into the race here. Comes into this having only one start over the 600 metres. Predominantly raced over the 500 and was quick enough to lead in those races. So you'd suggest would be hard to hold out, especially to the run to the first post the first time. So 2 to beat 1 and 4 in race 7.
Final leg of the quaddie, a 4-5 over the 5.15. 5 a vacant box. Fantastic Raven, $2. Rapido last, $2.20.
This is the race of the program for sure. Fantastic Raven is racing so well at the moment. Last two wins at the Meadows were very impressive, including a 29.85 win last start. Brendan went 5.03 to the mark. Prior to that, went 5.02. So she's just racing with a lot of confidence, beginning well, vacant box on her inside, speed battle early with Big Wings, but I think she should get the ascendancy early there. Rapido Lass is a fantastic chaser from WA. Absolute star at her best. She's won 10 out of 23. Some of her runs have been probably suited over a little bit longer journey. So I think if Fantastic Raven is off and gone, I'm not sure Rapido could run her down, but if she's close enough, she'll certainly give us some curry. But 6 to beat 1 here in a terrific contest.
Recap of the quarterly numbers and best bet for the program, please, George.
All good. First leg, 4, 6 and 8, into 2, 6 and 7, into 1, 2 and 4, into 1 and 6 to bring us home. Look, it's a tricky program, but I've stuck with race 4, number 1, Flaming Rush. Really good win on debut, ran 29.62. Went 5.08 early. I see no reason why she just can't go back-to-back here. She was playing at around the $2.25 mark, and I think Flaming Rush can get the job done. Race 4, number 1.
Bendigo Cup heats last night, George. We see Shimmer Classic win, lots of chatter, fast greyhound win, Power of Buddy, Aston Shine, a bit of an upset, Dr. Tucker flew, Ferdinand Boy won, Perfect Colour got through, but Typhoon Sammy, 23.28. Not sure if its feet touched the ground running that sort of time.
It's unbelievable, isn't it, when you consider you take a pup there, Brendan, and if you break 24 seconds, you'd be whistling Dixie. And all of a sudden here, we've got a greyhound running 23.28. Look, the writing was on the wall with this greyhound. We mentioned on Gareth's show a couple of weeks ago, he did run 23.43 at Bendigo, but then went to Geelong around 22.10. And as you know, Brendan, that's absolutely airborne. The scary part is before he went to Jason Thompson, he had one over 500 metres. So I think he can run it out as well. And look, he just jumped really well. This was his first real test against a gun like Tigalong Tonk. And as you said, I mean, he just jumped to the front and gave nothing else a chance and was absolutely outstanding. The box draw for this race will occur tonight, so we'll speak about it on RSN throughout the week. You mentioned Dr. Tucker. He was really impressive too. He nearly broke the old track record himself as well. He's one of those special greyhounds who's just been injury-plagued. We've seen him win the Great Chase last year. He hasn't had a real crack at it. It's great to see him back, and we've got a great final. Ferdinand Boy's going for four country cups, so it's a cracker. There's so many great narratives to come out of it.